In the name of God, the one whose mercy is everlasting, whose kindness is profound. The Quran is the book of God that has come to guide the entire mankind. It has been declared by the Quran itself as Al-Furqan, which is the criterion that should be used by all humans who would want to know the truth, to distinguish between what is right and what is wrong. The Quran tells us that the Almighty has always sent His books in order for the humans to be able to distinguish between what is right and what is wrong, so that the books should be able to decide for them as to what is religiously acceptable and what is unacceptable. There are many people, however, who claim, accuse, that the Quran, the book of God, is not clear. It's vague. And therefore, we need to have certain external sources of understanding in order to know what the Quran wants to say. Most certainly, whether the statement is made by a Muslim or whether it's made by a non-Muslim, it is equally incorrect and unacceptable, because the book itself has made this claim on a number of occasions, more particularly in the beginning of two surahs, Surah Az-Zukhruf, which is the 43rd surah, and Surah Ad-Dukhan, which is the 44th surah, wherein the Quran has been described as a book which is absolutely clear. It is clear in its expression. It is clear in describing what it wants to describe. The choice of the words made by the Almighty are meticulous, and whatever has been described in a manner that if a person really wants to know what the truth is, there aren't going to be any difficulties in achieving that objective. Why then is it that there are so many people, so many good practicing Muslims, who do not find clear answers to the religious questions that they raise? And on many occasions, they resort to other sources like ahadith, like the opinions of the scholars, in order for them to be able to know what the reality and the truth about various religious issues is. Well, the answer to this question is that despite being clear and unambiguous in describing and expressing what it wants to express, the Quran can only guide and give clear understanding to the people who want to understand from it. It does not promise to guide those people who have already taken the decision that they are going to actually resort to sources outside the Quran in order for them to be able to understand their religious concepts. There are many people who decide while reading the Quran that they are not make any attempts to understand the Quranic text the way it is. Instead, they are going to try as best as they can to resort to the outside sources, like their scholars, their understandings, and like the books of Ahadith, what they say with regard to the issue that they are trying to understand. And therefore, because of this incorrect attitude towards the Quran, the book, instead of guiding them, allows them to go wherever they want to go, wherever they want to take their religious understanding towards. Because in order to benefit from this great treasure of the Almighty, it's important that we value it. We give it what it deserves, and that is the utmost focus and attention and the top priority in requiring it to give us the understanding that we want to derive out of it. There are people who believe that the Quran gives us injunctions about various different requirements and yet does not go on to tell us how those requirements are going to be fulfilled. So that, for instance, we have been asked to say prayers, but we have not been informed within the Quran as to how to pray. Most certainly this example is an irrelevant example, because the Quran continues to mention that the believers are expected to say their prayers, as-salat. And it is clear from the mention of as-salat within the Quranic text that there was a prayer that was already taking place. And the Almighty is only referring to that practice, to that ritual to be followed the way it is being followed. So that there was no need to describe the details of something that was already happening. It is because of that reason that there is no mention of the details of how to say prayers in the Quran. Because the Quran had a community and an environment within which it was being revealed. And when in that environment it was already known what exactly is meant by the prayers, the mention of the prayer, as-salat, was enough to help those people who wanted to learn what is expected of them to follow its instructions and say the prayers. Likewise, the excuse or argument presented by some people that had the Quran been clear and unambiguous in its mentions, there wouldn't have been many factions, sects, and groups within the Muslims. The fact of the matter is, as I have said earlier, that it is not because of the Quran that there are so many sects. It is despite the Quran. It's because of the fact that all those sects and factions who take a different course of action, different direction, they are the ones who have decided that their understanding is not going to emerge from within the Quran. The Quran is not their top priority when it comes to deciding as to what is right and what is wrong. There is no doubt about the fact that the Muslims, even today, if they make a firm resolve that they will ensure that their religious disputes are going to be decided on the basis of the Quran even today is absolutely clear and is always available to all of us to bring us together, to unite us, and to help us understand what the real, proper, clear understanding of Islam is. May the Almighty enable us to understand His book properly, and may He enable us all to benefit from it as best as could be possible.